You're listening to SBS News.
For Thai migrant Meitawan, raising her 3-year-old son in Brisbane is made all the harder by a lack of support. And with another child on the way, she wishes she had the helping hand of her mother.
Even just on the weekend or on the school holiday, that would be great, you know. It's not easy to be living overseas without some backup, some support from the family.
She applied for a parent visa for her mother to come to Australia in 2015, but is still waiting. Both Labor and Liberal have promised to change the system for sponsoring parents. But Labor immigration spokesman Shane Newman today announced its visa would be cheaper and without a cap on the number of recipients.
This is about making sure that people from migrant and multicultural communities can get time and love and affection with their grandparents.
The government's visa costs $5,000 for 3 years and $10,000 for 5 years. It can be renewed once, meaning the longest a parent can stay is 10 years, and there's an annual cap of 15,000 visas. If elected, Labor is promising to slash the fee, which will be $1,250 for 3 years and $2,500 for 5 years, and also remove the annual cap. Labor says its visa will be fairer for families. But of course, this is all about politics and trying to win over migrant voters in places like Western Sydney. Certain conditions, such as the purchasing of private health insurance, will still have to be met. But Labor's policy is being welcomed by Peter Dukas from the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia.
We think it's a basic human right for people that are working and living amongst Australians, or in some cases as Australians, to be able to bring their parents to live with them.
Immigration Minister David Coleman said Labor's policy was unsustainable and a cruel hoax on migrant communities. For Meitawan, though, she simply hopes her mum will join her soon.
She missed so much on her grandchildren. It's just really sad when you think about it.
Jani Blakali, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.